business assets, and we have plenty of them. It's a visit to, you know, some people wonder, what is cultural tourism? What is cultural journalism? It can be anything. It can be a visit to a national or state park like Bidwell Mansion. It could be something like Oroville's Chinese Temple, which is just getting back online. I understand it's opening. In fact, I think this evening. Or maybe even a trip to the Bidwell Sacramento River, a state park, or Lake Oroville, a state recreation area. It could also be attending a festival, a special event, a crafts fair. Engagement in cultural activity, such as visiting a museum, a play, a concert, or a special community event, is what makes us all about community and community radio. Again, this is Deborah Lucero, and I'm your host with Butte Views and Beyond. So I have a special guest. Melissa, are you there? Hello, Melissa, are you out there? All right. I think Melissa is trying to call in as we speak. This talk about one of our special events coming up. This one is really cool. They've basically combined a couple of car shows. Melissa, are you there? Okay, I think we need to call Melissa back. So we're going to, just as we're waiting for Melissa to come back, I'd like to talk about a couple of other special events that are going on. Later in the show, we're going to have Stephanie with Taste of Chico, and she's going to come in and tell us all about what's special about that this year. That event has been going on, I believe, since 1986. It's a special one in downtown Chico. It takes over the whole downtown, and it's a good, fun place to eat great food and drink your favorite beverage and listen to some awesome music. So yeah. We're also going to talk about BCAC.TV, Chico's latest television, community television station. We're going to talk a little bit about Arttoberfest and Chico Palio and Chico's Parade of Lights, as well as the upcoming Annie B's, which Annie B's is a great way for local nonprofit organizations to get some matching funds for the month of September. And then recently, I was privileged to attend a gathering at Inlo Hospital. Meg Hutchinson, who has ties locally here to Old Hutch, some of us who remember, a great historian that taught for many, many years at Chico State. She was here recently talking about bipolar disorder, and that was really an awesome event. BCAC-TV did an exclusive interview with her, and that will be coming up on BCAC.TV as well as Channel 11 on Comcast. And then we're going to listen to a little bit of music from the Salmon Festival, Jesse Naomi, and from Taste of Chico, Diego's Umbrella. And then Meg Hutchinson actually is a beautiful singer. And we're going to hear a little bit from her and possibly also Carlos Reyes. I understand Melissa might be on the line now.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on, Deborah. I'm so excited.
All right. So I am excited to talk to you, too. So this is something that you've been doing now. How many years?
We're in our seventh year.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
Wow. Well, tell people the name, the cause. I know you've kind of combined efforts this year, so it's a little bit changed up, but it's always just such a beautiful, classy event.
Oh, thank you. I hate to use the word collide when we're talking about cars, but it is kind of an event where arts and cars collide.
Yes.
So there
That's
you
nice.
Go. We have, it's just an elegant evening under the stars, and we'll probably have about 50 classic European cars on site this year.
And we should tell people where that's going to be, at Chapelle des Artistes, which is beautiful. If people don't know where that is, you might give them just a little hint as to how to get there.
Oh, sure. It's Chapelle des Artistes. We're located in Lower Paradise, just up Neal Road. And there's my phone ringing. Lots of people are calling about this event.
That's good. Hold on there. Wait until she's off the air and then call.
And the interesting thing, you mentioned that we have some new things that are happening this year. One of the things that is happening is that the Concours d'Elegance in Chico is on the same day as our event. So working with them, we're trying to create a whole Concours weekend in our area.
Nice.
They bring in people from all over the state, as do we. And it's an opportunity for people from out of the area to come and see the all of the cars at the Concours d'Elegance. They include American cars as well as European cars. And then come up for an evening under the stars with more cars.
So that one is actually, doesn't that take place at Butte Creek Country Club?
It is. It's just right down the hill from us.
Right. So, I mean, literally, you can hit one and then the other.
Right. Their show runs from 10 to 4, and ours starts at 6 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a great evening. We have three of the region's top caterers here. This year we have Roots Catering, New Hawk Farms, and Ready Chef Go. And we have Art in the Barn, which is put on by Ninth Avenue Gallery and Studio. We'll have over 100 pieces of local art, including our very own Robert Carter, who is so well known in the automotive industry for the artwork that he produces. It's amazing.
Now, what exactly does he produce? Is he the one that does the sculptures?
No, he does these very large, brightly colored canvases of historic cars.
Okay, all right.
And they're gorgeous.
Oh, awesome. And that's going to be in the Art Barn?
That's going to be in the Art Barn.
Okay, so when you go up to this beautiful spread, which is some, I think, 28, how many acres do you have up there?
It's about 20 acres.
Yeah, 20 acres, and you've got this beautiful pond, you've got a wine, literally a wine cave, you've got the entire spread, the cars are just kind of decorating the space there, which is at all different types of elevation, so it's just a beautiful layout.
It is, and in addition to art and cars and food, you want, we have bars, we have a Martini Island, which is, of course, on the island, actual
yes.
island in the pond. We have wine and beer in the cave. We have Margaritaville, which, of course, serves margaritas. And we have Fine Wine and Champagne Bar. And this year we're also featuring local wines from Hickman Winery in Bangor and Feather River Brewery.
Nice. And for those of you who have not yet been to Chappelle, again, you're just in for a treat in terms of the way the property is laid out. This really is spread throughout the whole property, and it's delightful to go to and just to kind of discover what's there. Now, you also have some special music this year.
Yes, I'm so excited. We have, at the Art Barn, we will have Paradise String Quartet. And Jazzupa is playing on the main Concours with Bob Aaron Gurin. If anyone knows him, delightful to hear his saxophone floating across the lawns in these beautiful cars. Holly Taylor will be in the cave.
Oh, nice.
And up at what is now known as the Courtesy Automotive Center stage at Margaritaville, we will have Dancing to the Alternators and special guest Carlos Reyes.
Wow, that is going to be awesome. That is really incredible. So now, typically, don't you also have ballerinas that attend this event?
The ballerinas, yes. Well, it's a benefit for Northern California Ballet and also the Rotary Club of Paradise. So we have a favorite car, and you vote with dollars, and we have ballerinas in tutus running around trying to get votes for their favorite cars. So it's where the arts and cars collide.
Now, you've been doing this for 7 years, and this is quite an undertaking with all the different stages, the different bars, which are really a lot of fun. We can't really talk about price and all that kind of thing, but if somebody wants to get a ticket, what do they need to do?
The best place to find out more information and get concoursechappelle.com.
concoursechappelle.com. So Concours is Concours, Chappelle, Chappelle, right?
.com. You got
.com. It. Concours. People want to purchase tickets, learn more about the event. It starts at 6 o'clock. You can hit the Butte Creek Country Club What do they call that one? The elegance?
Concorde Elegance.
Yeah, Concorde de Elegance. I'm getting confused with all the elegance and Chapelle and Chapelle des Artistes, but it is something that you don't want to miss, and it really is precious to see all the ballerinas running around, leaping over cars.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that has become our the winner of the People's Choice Award is featured on the following year's promotional material, are some iconic art pieces in and of themselves. And this year, with the ballerina leaping over the Maserati, it's very dynamic and beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's really beautiful. Her tutu, I think, matches the color of the car. It's kind of a pearl white. I'll give you a call. I know that you're getting all kinds of calls, but what's a good phone number for them to reach you at?
530-228-0941.
And can you say that one more time and repeat it very slowly? Because I know there are people out there writing it down even as we talk.
Surely. It's 530-228-0941.
And that's where they can call to get tickets.
Yes.
And then repeat that website one more time for everyone.
ConcoursChapelle.com.
And go ahead and spell that for people.
ConcoursChapelle.com.
Okay, so ConcoursChapelle. To get up there, really, it's such a beautiful event. It goes to a great cause. Again, it's for the Northern California Ballet
and the Rotary Club of Paradise, and of course Rotary does great works.
Oh yeah, they're always doing all kinds of things. And so what's your next, do you have
it
on
is,
your plate?
Next month, I'm not quite sure of the date because I just have this on my mind, but next month we're doing Hollywood Bowl night for the Paradise Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And okay. That'll be an evening where you can come up. It'll be during the week. I think it's on a Thursday. And you can come up and we'll have food available and spread blankets out on the lawn and listen to some wonderful music.
Well, that's a good segue into some wonderful Carlos Reyes, Nico's Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Nico's Fire. So thank you so much, Melissa, for coming on and telling us all about this wonderful event. And I'm hoping to see you there this weekend myself.
Fantastic. Thank you, Deborah.
All right. And here we go. Carlos Reyes. All right, Carlos Reyes, Nico's Fire. That was awesome. And that's the kind of music that you can hear this weekend at Chapelle des Artistes in Paradise, which is going to be fabulous. It is going to be one heck of an event. Just imagine wandering all over this beautiful territory, you know, a pond. There's actually a martini bar in the middle of that pond in Paradise. And what better place than Paradise? Friends of the Arts Board of Directors, and we really appreciate her presence. In September, fall is always such a busy time, and around Chico, I think it's pretty special. It's beautiful, gorgeous weather out there, and people try to do the last licks before the weather gets cold. And we know that the weather is so all throughout September and October, there are wonderful arts and cultural events. And that's some of what you can find on Artoberfest.net. That is Artoberfest.net. People have been different galleries, different musical groups, different organizations, nonprofits have been getting in touch with Friends of the Arts, and have one that you want listed on Artoberfest.net. All you have to do is send us an email at Friends of the Arts Upstate, artsupstate@gmail.com. Just who, what, where, when, why, how. And maybe a flyer or special Artoberfest event, and we'll get it up on Artoberfest.net. Believe it or not, and it started as a handful of people with the Chico Arts Commission coming together, and one that was centered around arts and culture. And so there were several focus groups that were held. Actually, a large portion of what the Chico Arts Commission did over the course of the past. So we're continuing it, even if the work of the Chico Arts Commission has been somewhat stalled. Friends of the Arts is still behind that effort, and you can go and see the website, which is now just starting to get up. It'll start getting fully populated the first week of September. Something a little fun this year, too, is Chico Palio is 9 years old. So that means that there are kids that have been participating and local organizations in Chico Palio, which is really another celebration of arts and culture. And the tradition behind it is to build a horse sculpture out of anything. We've had them built out of styrofoam, vegetables, old DVDs, CDs, cardboard, metal, found objects, driftwood. We've had horses that you can fit people inside of, to metal horses, to paper doll type horses that people have made, families have made, schools have made. We've had up to 16 schools participating in Chico Palio. And this year, we are actually joining forces with the Chico Parade of Lights, which will be held on Saturday, October 17th. And at 7:30 p.m. is the Parade of Lights. And from 5:30 to 7 p.m., we are going to do Chico Palio right in downtown Chico. It's going to be right across from the Senator Theater. We're gonna have real horses this year again. In fact, I'm really excited about that. We had our horse gals call us up and say, hey, you need some real horses. So we're going to parade out the 21 flags that local artists have created about iconic images in Chico. Everything from awesome raccoons created by Weston Thompson to the Esplanade, some historic homes created by Paula Bush, to salmon created by Cynthia Schildhauer, all created on silk, beautiful replicas, artistic interpretations of iconic images around Chico. So we get those out and we fly those once a year in honor of Chico Palio. So that is going to be happening on Saturday, October 17th, and we are going to have a race, and we're going to have our usual competition. So there's three or four ways you can win Chico Palio. One of them is a foot race, where we literally race these horse sculptures, and that's going to happen in downtown Chico this year, somewhere in front of the Senator, the El Rey. I'm sorry, not the El Rey, the Senator Theater. The other way you can win is people's choice. We give everyone a chance to vote for their favorite horse. So that's another way for local teams to win. Another way is the judges award. So the most artistic horse, and we've had some incredible, just beautiful pieces of art that have been turned in for Chico Palio. So I'll tell you what, we've got a special guest in studio, and this guest is someone new on the media scene. He actually has come from Chico and worked for many years down in Los Angeles, and then worked for many other years over in Louisiana. And he has joined forces with Butte Community Access Channel 11 on Comcast. We have our studios right down at 500 Main Street, and Friends of the Arts is the new operator of this access channel. And so welcome, Skylar Sabine. Oh,
thank you, Deborah.
All right. Are you there?
Did you get that? Thank you, Deborah. Pleasure.
Yes. Thank you. So, Skylar, I wanted people to meet you because you are going to be important to the station in terms of what the station's going to look like. And we've been kind of working on, what is that station going to look like? Right now, you want to tell people a little bit about yourself and then kind of the programming that we're thinking about showing folks in not too distant a future.
Well, we're really looking at providing a very diverse programming experience through our station, something that is reflective of this area. It is original broadcast, and we intend to have our programming reflect that. We have a number of community members that are stepping forward, which has been really exciting, and we anticipate a whole lot more. People are familiar with Cosmic Kev, KZFR's own Cosmic Kev, and his longtime producer, Marn Bass. They've been coming into the studio and doing a reboot of Kev's longtime astrology series, The Planetary Persuader. We're very excited that. In front of our new green screen, which is so much fun.
Which can put Kev just about anywhere.
Just about anywhere and everywhere. And we're on to our fifth episode now, filming Christine McShane, who's a wonderful artist in town, has sort of a Bob Rossian style painting show, and that's been really great.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome one. It's step-by-step acrylic painting with Christine McShane, and honestly, I am amazed at that woman.
I know.
First of all, to be able to paint a complete painting in 30 minutes, which she does.
Yep.
Secondly, to do that on television while we are all there watching her, and then talk to the audience at the same time is just...
And she does it all without any cuts. It's all in one take.
One take.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
It's really amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing that one run.
Me too. And we've also got... we were in talks with Nancy Wigman.
Yes.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
With Nancy's Bookshelf, which you can hear on the other local radio station, KCHO,
or it's actually known as NSPR.
NSPR.
Right.
So that's exciting. And I hear she does yoga as well, so I'd love to talk to her about doing a morning yoga show. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, there are people out in the KZFR audience right now that might be thinking, wow, I have a show that I would kind of like to do. And, we're really looking for partners at this point.
Absolutely.
It really just takes a membership in the local television studio to get started. And this is the first time in about 20 years that it's been operated by a local private nonprofit. We're in relationship with the city of Chico, and we just opened our offices. We had kind of a soft opening on August 3rd. Why don't you tell people just a little bit about our summer video camp?
The Youth Force Camp.
Yeah.
Wow, so inspiring. We took six teens, four from Fairview, one from Inspire, and one from Durham High, and put them into a three-week intensive workshop wherein they learned the ins and outs of video production from the very beginning, learning the equipment, learning the protocol on set, to receiving their project, which this time around was the Kirshner Wildlife Foundation, and doing research and then coming together and developing a script and a shot list and a concept. And bear in mind that none of these students had done anything like this before. And by the second week, they were out there at Krishna Wildlife Foundation filming the animals, learning more and more about it, came back, and by week three, were cutting the video together, and it was just such an amazing, amazing experience to watch their growth and to watch everything that they learned. These are some important life skills that these students learned.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, when people think, well, what exactly are they learning? I mean, they're learning team building skills, working with others. Not to mention, there are 55 different job classifications that the Department of Labor has identified that the types of skills that we want to teach the youth of the area can be applied to actual jobs.
Actual jobs. My first job was with MTV, and essentially the skills that these students learned in these 3 weeks could land them the same job that I got at MTV.
And what was that? What did you do? Again?
I was a segment producer for a show called Making the Video.
Okay.
It was a big show at the time.
Wow. And now
maybe
you're
it still
making
is.
You now you're making videos with youth.
Now
and
we're making
in fact,
videos with youth.
That video can be seen on the BCAC.tv Facebook page the YouTube page.
Yeah.
So the Kirshner Wildlife Foundation video is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Go to YouTube and search Youth Force Kirshner.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah,
or even BCAC.tv.
BCAC.tv.
BCAC.tv. So back to the Youth Force concept. Our studio right now, we have. Why don't you just talk a little bit about our workflow there and what is happening?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to create an experience that was virtually as easy as having your own radio show. You come in, you push a few buttons, you sit down, and you record your show, and take the whole post production part of it out as much as possible, which is really the big kink in the workflow that keeps so many people away from video production is they do their first project and then they get into the editing stage and it's just hours and hours and hours and
Yes, painful. We've all been there.
So we made a little investment and designed our studio to be live broadcast ready. So people can come in and hit a few buttons and do their show. Whether they want to actually broadcast it live is one thing, but there's a live editing switch there so they can bring someone in or maybe have one of us do it. We bring our Youth Force students in often to run the switches and run the cameras, and people can create their own show in the course of 30 minutes to an hour.
That's right, and it really is something. And we are actually in relationship with Butte College. We're going to have, it sounds like, 3 or 4 interns from...
Oh, I think it might even be more than that now.
More than
that. I think
we're
up to 8.
8 interns from Butte College, and we have a couple from Chico State.
That's right.
Who worked for the Orion, and still, I think, are doing some
work over there. Yeah.
So we are really putting together a team of young people who are starting to grab on to this idea of community television, because it's not just on television. If you're wondering, okay, well, I don't have Comcast, I don't have cable, how am I going to see this station?
Right.
So
right.
How are they going to see this station?
Well, coming in October, we'll begin streaming online on our website, which will be bcac.tv. And it'll be a full HD stream, which we're really excited about. And certainly because it's online, it will allow us to do a few more things that you can't really get with the TV experience in terms of the audience being able to interact and engage in ways. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that is going to be cool.
Yeah.
And then for some of us older people that miss the Saturday morning cartoons like Felix the Cat or Popeye or some of those goofy old cartoons that we grew up with, what are we planning? Because there is some really cool... There's actually a project called archive.org, and their goal is to archive all of human knowledge.
Wow.
I think that's their
mission
statement.
I think that's their mission statement.
Yeah, is to archive all of human knowledge, and that basically entails anything that's been on television, anything that's been on the internet.
Yeah.
And they have like this huge, 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 I mean, it's
humongous.
Full of servers. And we actually can tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but other programs as well. So why don't you talk about what a day of programming might look like?
Wow. Well, if you want to get a deep history lesson in broadcast television, go to archive.org and just start searching. And as you do, keep tabs on what you're looking for and send us an email.
We are archiving, not archiving, but we are actually curating content, because our goal is to really create a cultural journalism television station that would also be via the net. And cultural journalism covers a lot of ground.
It certainly, I think, covers all the ground. So it's been so much fun. We spend, you know, a couple hours a day, sometimes even more. You can tend to lose track of the time digging through and really looking at, well, as Deborah was mentioning, the cartoons, which is so much fun to dig back into our past and pull up these cartoons. And really you start to get this perspective on it because you see the values sort of, well, they're just a little different, the values that are being portrayed in these cartoons, a little more wholesome, you know. Mm. And so it's really exciting for us to be developing a block of programming which is intended for not only the youth, but for those that you were kids once who grew up with these cartoons. We feel like that's a real bridge maker in that. And I try to imagine grandma and grandpa sitting with their grandkids in the morning watching this before they head off to school.
And, you know, there might be people out there that are going, I would like to see something. If you really have an idea, you can send us your idea, something that you would, a program on the television station. You can send it to BCACTV.
CACTV11@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And whenever we are running our bulletin, which includes, we actually can be viewed in 10 cities, believe it or not. And I will attempt to name all those cities right now. That's Chico, Oroville, Paradise, Gridley, Biggs, Hamilton City, Corning, Durham, Reploff, Orland. I think that's 10.
We're all counting here.
Wow.
That's 10.
Okay, I've got 10 fingers up.
Is Red Bluff for real?
I'm not sure if Red Bluff is for real, but I have a feeling it is. It's Tehama, Glynn, and Butte counties.
Yeah.
And then in Butte, we really also cover all the area, like the large cities, the contiguous areas to the cities.
Yeah.
So there's about 33,000 subscribers in that area. And one of the exciting things is that when we are on our bulletin, which runs all of the weather for all those cities, and we talk about special events and things that are listening to this radio station, mm-hmm. KZFR 90.1 FM, which I'm super, we go from our live broadcast to our bulletin board. People, if there were a fire, or if there was something emergency that we needed to know or make, or local advertisements, they are underwriting, and about businesses, sponsorships. Those combination of, you think of an old-fashioned bulletin board, but we actually can do video.
Yeah, yeah. Pull Instagram pictures in so we can curate a dynamic Instagram community gallery. If we announce a contest, you know, go out and photograph flowers or show us.
There's some very creative ideas coming about. Some of these contests, I think.
Yeah.
People like our little Claire, who we have here in studio. Oh, no. So
we've been working with social strategist extraordinaire,
yes,
Max Infeld, who brings to the table so in this region for so long, curating galleries and developing contests and just, you know, in general, exploring various ways to...
You know, and one of the other things that I'm really excited about, too, is we are connecting with the schools and we're looking at doing an after-school program. That is another way of about how we utilize our space. But again, if you're interested in any of this, send us an email at bcactv1111@gmail.com. And whether it's an idea for a program, you have a question about how you get your own show, how to become a member, all those things will be answered. We are in the middle of getting up our... And that's being created right now. A lot of the questions that you have will be answered on that website. We hope to have that up by October 1st. We're just kind of giving everybody a preview because we're really in the infants, how to just open the doors and get people in and record new shows, mm-hmm. new information. One of the things that to the community, Meg Hutchinson, who just was recently here and did, she has recently completed a documentary called Pack Up Your Sorrows. And we did an in-studio interview talking about bipolar disorder. And so that's going to be on our channel soon, and we'll send out an email about that and get some information or learning more about the station. Again, it's bcactv11@gmail.com. So, Scott.
Well, you know, I feel like you mentioned the interns coming through, and it, and Mike Peck is a teacher at Pleasant Valley. He's been teaching video production for
TV production.
He came in and showed us some of the work that his students were doing, and it just floored us, the quality and the thoughtfulness that's coming back out of a college graduate.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. And he recently brought us interns, and our
they're going to be doing some editing.
They're going to be doing some great stuff for us. I know it. Jake Frank.
Yes, that's
right. And Noah Welday.
Yay. Yeah.
Great names.
Right.
Great. And really thinking about all of the youth out there in the county and bringing them such a voice to share. There's so much content out there in the world. People are looking at YouTube so much. And what a great use is more towards this region and creating works that are both beneficial to the community and relevant to the region, and really celebrate.
Going to be, I'm sure, a bumper sticker. You want to be vital. Listen to a little bit of May Cutton, actually, for people that are considering suicide by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Questions, and this song asks those questions, and it helps keep people. And now I think she's going to be a great advocate for helping people to. She is completely all right. Meg Hutchinson.
Month, making a home for a new pit bull rescue. And I learned working with toddlers for 10 years and all of the physical core strength I've gotten of a creature, but it's nice to be holding a guitar and not a... I'll play you this song. This is called Gatekeeper, and I wrote it 10 years ago for a patrolman. And I heard from him out of the blue last Christmas, and he had finally heard hundreds of people by asking them a few very simple questions that I put in this song, and actually get to shake his hand. And we're going to have about mental health. So we'll send this out to Kevin and to anyone else here who is a gatekeeper. When the days grow standing still, you wonder if you could. These things before you fly. Why are you feeling? What are your feelings? Let me make some. And after it,
Hutchinson. Again, there's just two questions that the CHP officer asks those who are in crisis, and that's, what are you doing tomorrow? What are your plans tomorrow? And how are you feeling? And I think if more of us just stop to ask each other that sometimes when we're in crisis, it might help. So I have another little guest here, Claire. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. So Claire just wanted to, can you hear yourself in the, she's going, oh, I hear myself. Okay. So Claire's one of the students who's interested actually in having her own TV show. And Claire, if you had your own TV show, what would it be like really quickly?
Well, it would be about how to save animals, I guess.
How to save animals.
And what we could do better in order to, like, make it so they don't go completely wiped out or something.
Right. Now, why is that the thing that you want to do the most?
Well, because sometimes it doesn't really, like, seem like all the people or a lot of people do pay attention to it, but not enough.
Not enough. And so you want to bring more attention to saving animals. And particularly, I understand you have a favorite animal.
Yes, that is a wolf, actually.
A wolf. Yeah. And those have just recently come back to California.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Well, so are we, and we are excited that you want to have a TV show. So, Claire, I am looking forward to that.
Me too.
All right. Well, we are going to take a little bit of a musical break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Stephanie, who for years has been helping with a really popular event here in Chico called A Taste of Chico. And I just want to thank our studio guests, Claire and Skylar Sabine. Thanks, Skylar.
Thank you.
We know we're going to see both of you more.
Yes.
Wolf TV coming to Channel 11.
Uh-oh, Wolf TV, Channel 11. All right, up next, Diego's Umbrella. Das.
Thank you.
Borca. Diego's Umbrella, and they are going to be at Taste of Chico. And with me in studio is Stephanie, who is synonymous with Downtown Chico Business Association. She puts on a wedding every weekend, practically. That's what I like to think of it as, because it's so much work. And thank you for coming. So tell us a little bit about Diego's Umbrella and what's new at Taste of Chico and the date and how people get tickets and all that good stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time. We are very excited about Diego's Umbrella.
They're headlining one of our main stages. That is the stage that's actually inside the beer garden, which is the Coors Light Cold Zone. So you do need a ticket to get in. They're a great band coming in from the Bay Area. They play the Big Room. Sell out shows several times a year, so I'm hoping a lot of people have heard of them and will come down and support our event because it's a fundraiser, and we're hoping that will help us sell tickets. So it's on September 13th. That's the big thing. Sunday, September 13th. It's from noon to 4 p.m. and right in the heart of downtown Chico, although we don't use Broadway anymore like we used to. The event basically runs on 4th and 5th Streets surrounding City Plaza, and then all the way down, and kind of the end cap is the beer garden, which is in the city municipal parking lot behind the city hall.
So it's not in, some people may remember it as, you know, by the television station in the parking lot there. So it's gotten a little bit
right,
bigger.
Right, yeah. We haven't, this is our second year in a new location for the beer garden. So that was the Fox 20 parking lot.
Right.
We actually are using that lot. It's such a great space, but we're using it for a special kids zone. So we're really expanding the kids zone, really hoping to draw more families down to the event. So there's all kinds of fun stuff going on in there with gigantic bounce house and a face painter and balloons and a magician and yo-yos and a library, a reading area, and all kinds of stuff.
And it sounds like a nicer expansion also for the beer garden. And that,
yeah.
Because the beer garden is awesome. It really is awesome. I mean, if you want to taste any beer imaginable in California, it seems that it's there.
Absolutely. I want to say that we're upwards around 100 different varieties this year.
Wow.
So plenty to choose from in the beer garden. We're also super excited about all the great restaurants that we have participating this year, and they're out on the streets in a booth sampling some of their best dishes. And so a lot of the new restaurants that are opening up around the community have signed on, helping us, you know, have a great event. It is our 30th anniversary. I probably should have said that before. I don't know any other events that really have that longevity of this size. So we're really excited. Seems like it, you know, it ebbs and flows, and we're hoping this year is one of the biggest and best ever.
30 years.
30 years, yeah.
That's amazing. That really is amazing.
I was hoping I could kind of point out some of those great restaurants really quickly. I mean, we have some of our usuals that we all know and love, but like Crepeville that's moving in down across the street. They're going to be down there sampling some of their crepes. We have a new pizza place. It's called Rolling Stone Pizza. It's actually going to be inside the new, I think it's New Earth Market. That's going down there at East and Cohasset.
Oh,
so they're going to have a wood-fired oven pizza restaurant inside there. They're going to be out there. Buffalo Wild Wings is coming out, so we're excited about them. There's a new place called Maui Wowie. They do smoothies. They're on down on Mangrove. We're excited about them. And many others. Marisco's La Costa, which is a great little seafood restaurant out off Forest Avenue. I live around the corner, so I eat there a lot. We have OM Foods, which is Organic Mama Foods, and she's a vendor out at the market these days, and she's going to come out and support our event for Taste of Chico. And just so many others. There's about 51, if you wanted to know. There's 51 different types of food and beverage to sample, and that's just outside the beer garden, plus those 100 that are inside for beverages, and really, you're going to leave with a full belly.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds like the setup really is conducive to getting people around, too.
It's
nice. It sounds like it's a nice,
wide open, a lot of extra space in this new layout. The best thing about it, I think, is incorporating the City Plaza, which will be full of art displays.
Nice.
Artists and art
that's
displays.
That's a great way to use the plaza.
Yeah, and all the seating and the shade that the trees provide running down 4th and 5th Streets between, it's basically between Broadway and Wall.
And then the municipal parking lot with all of its
shade. Tons of trees and shade in there, too. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it was a struggle last year to find a new location for an event that big.
Yeah.
But we did, and we're super happy.
I like it.
Yeah,
I really do like
it.
I can just see how it opens up the whole event, and it seems like to create a better flow.
Absolutely. And one of the things that it was kind of a side benefit is with Broadway open throughout the day, there's no traffic backup down the Esplanade.
Nice.
And so, 3rd Street, which is a, you know, thoroughfare as well,
right,
wide open to through
wide
traffic.
Open.
So we really did. Just shifting it a couple blocks out of that main core has just made a huge impact on so many things.
Yeah, and I'm sure the merchants are very happy about that, too, even though I know they always do
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Some of them love it when you set up right in front of their business and draw thousands of people down. Others would prefer that you're not.
How many people do you normally get for Taste of Chico?
We come in right around 8,000 usually.
8,000 people. I mean, anytime you can get 8,000 people into downtown seems like it's a good day.
Right. I mean, and that's the whole point, right? We're the DCBA. Our goal is to drive traffic into this region to remind people about what a great downtown gem we have here.
And it is. It really is. So now tell us where the music's going to be happening.
Music. Okay. In addition to Inside the Beer Garden, which is Diego's Umbrella, they're doing two sets. So they're basically going to be playing the entire event. We have two other stages. One's set up at 3rd and Main, and one is set up at 3rd and, no, 6th and Main, sorry.
6th and Main, okay.
6th and Main. We have four bands, and I'm going to do my best to remember. We have the Retrotones.
Retrotones, yep. Okay.
And we have, oh goodness.
Oh, see, it's so hard. It's like me trying to remember 10 cities or, you know, anytime you have to remember a number. That's okay.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Tell people
it'll come to me.
Okay, and tell people how to find out more, like where you can go to get tickets
right now,
and who to call and all that good stuff.
We have so many places where you can go to get information. You can go to tasteofchico.com. It doesn't get any easier than that.
All right.
Tasteofchico.com is a great new website that we built, and it's got information on tickets and information on all the restaurants that are going to be out there, because we know a lot of people want to know before they buy. So that's all on that website. And so that's probably your best bet for online. You can also purchase tickets through that website.
I see that. Home tickets, restaurant list, contact us. Okay, very good. Oh, it looks pretty easy.
It is. It's a great little website. And then if you are interested in saving on that service charge for buying online, you can always buy tickets at Diamond W Westernware. You can buy them at the DCBA office anytime. You can buy them at most Tri-County's bank locations. And at the Thursday Night Market, like right now.
All right.
So we have a ticket booth set up right down there right now.
And that's what you're doing tonight.
Well, tonight we're running the market. We're doing the whole market. And I might say also that it's our biggest market of the year as far as vendors. We don't have a single empty vendor space in this entire market tonight.
And there's how many vendors do you normally have?
More than 100.
More than 100
vendors.
Yeah,
and we're flowing into the City Plaza tonight. We were literally out of space, which is an awesome challenge to try and figure out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Those are all good challenges.
Absolutely.
And so congratulations on 30 years. How many years have you been
this
here?
This is my eighth Taste
year.
Of Chico.
Eighth Taste of Chico.
Yep.
Well, you are definitely a veteran at this
point. I am at this point, yeah.
Well, it's 10 years for Oktoberfest this year.
That's right.
Which is kind of amazing to me. So congratulations on making it to 30 years for Taste of Chico.
Thank you.
And again, that website is tasteofchico.com. That's the best place to go if you want to learn more about the restaurant list, all 51 restaurants that are participating, and those four bands that Stephanie's going to remember as soon as she walks out
the
door.
That's right. As soon as I leave, I'll remember them all.
All right. Well, thank you. And Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festival and events, including Arttoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn more about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And by Chico Custom Cabinetry, building fine cabinets and creating custom woodworking throughout the KZFR listening area. Chico Custom Cabinetry proves the custom doesn't mean expensive. It means getting what you want. Bonded, insured, professional, and with over 20 years of experience, Chico Custom Cabinetry, if you can dream it, they can build it. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by the generous contributions Trails and Vista Art Hikes at Lake Tahoe. This year's theme is Finding Beauty, taking attendees along a guided path past live music, art, storytelling, and dance performances. There are two hikes, Spooner Summit on September 12th and Donner Summit on September 19th, each featuring 10 installations along a 3-mile route. More information and tickets, visit trailsandvista.org. I'm your host, Deborah Lucero, and this has been Butte Views and Beyond.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Way at, way at, way at, way at.
Now there you go,
there you go,
there you go,
there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
Baseball bat.